The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. And hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
Every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, which you already know because you're listening.
That's true.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. I said that. I said that already, didn't I?
I
just drew a complete blank. I went totally out. I was totally gone.
And we just started the program.
And here we are starting a new show. I have a few things that I want to share. And I know Bev does, too. And we want to thank you for all of your emails. We love them. We love your ideas. And we try to look up things that you're interested in. And we did get an email that I will read. It's an announcement for an event that's coming. But I will read you a quote.
She will.
Yes. Don't look at your feet to see if you're doing it right. Just dance.
Oh, I like that.
How about that? Try to go with the beat.
All I can think of is Seinfeld.
Oh, what's her name? Elaine. That's just unique. There's nobody else who does that.
No.
Who dances like her. It's hysterical. Where she ever got that is just crazy. And if she copied it from somebody, I don't want to know. Because to me, in my head, it's Elaine.
Yes.
So I have an announcement.
Go ahead.
Or would you like to do your true or false first?
No, go ahead.
All right. Pittsfield Irish City, I keep forgetting the word sister.
It's
Pittsfield,
not brother.
Irish sister city. Pasta dinner fundraiser. So it's the sister city, which we talked about before, and it's Bellina.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've changed it, which I hope they don't. This is an event. It's a fundraiser, Friday, May 15th, 2026, 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be at Hillcrest Academy, which is 400 Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield, which is the former St. Mark's School. The tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware Store on Elm Street or by calling 413-442-8924, 442-8924, Marie Gormley. She will help you with reservations. And there are going to be Irish step dancers there entertaining. Unico will be doing the cooking. They are making pasta, which they're good at. And if they're doing the peppers and onions and sausage thing, that's really, really good.
Mm.
It's really good. Sorry. It's okay. Really, really good. So it says, come and join us for a great evening of fun, food, and merriment. And like I said before, Marie's my cousin, and she's full-blooded Italian. And I think that it's so cool that they're doing an Irish fundraiser, and they're having pasta. All right. So hopefully you can go May 15th. 442-8924 is who you can call for tickets.
All right. True or false? Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related.
Oh.
That could be true. That could be false.
Oh.
There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves.
Oh.
The only letter not in the periodic table is the letter J.
How many are true?
Two are true and one is false.
I really don't think that Celine Dion is related. She's from France.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian French. From France. France used to own Canada in the days gone by, long, long ago, before the earth was new, in the presence of all things possible.
Just dig it a little deeper.
Yeah, a long one. It's like, I got to tell you, so this is, I was telling Bev about this. I told her I went out and I bought pansies because right now, while we're recording, it's early spring and they can do cold weather. So the cool thing is my pansies that I had last year around my mailbox have come up again this year.
Which is a miracle.
Which is crazy because they're there and they're blooming. And I put new pansies around them. And then here's something I didn't tell you. Around my mailbox last year, I put in some fake greenery plastic, shoved it in the dirt. So I happened to pull one out in the fall, and I planted it in around the landscaping in my house, around my house. So I shoved this pot of greenery, fake, I planted it.
Yeah.
Do you know that right in the greenery, the plastic greenery, there are two pansies growing out of it? Because they were in with the pansies around my mailbox, and something happened there where they planted a little seed, and then I put it back in the dirt in the plastic thing, and the little pansies, there's two of them that are growing around that little green plastic pot of stuff. Isn't that crazy?
That is wonderful.
Yeah,
though.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. I know you said that they're only good for a year, right?
Right. They're annuals.
Yeah. Well, if you have a story about your annuals,
she's got a green thumb.
I don't. I shoved it in the ground. Green thumb people and gardeners don't shove plants and bulbs in their dirt. I just shove them in. I don't do anything special. You know?
Okay.
You know, people.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's just kind of the luck of the draw. Luck of, good. Here you go. Shove a seed in. Good luck. Yeah. Hope you make it. Sorry if you die. I tried.
My tree that I got planted in my yard last year did not make it.
No.
No.
That was the town that did that, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't their fault. It was mine. I didn't water it enough.
Are they going to put in a new tree for you?
They're going to put in a bush.
Why?
Because it's a Virginia rose.
Oh, you chose it?
Yeah.
Oh. So the bush you still have to water.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And have you I will.
And you've learned your lesson.
Yes, I have.
You can also use a little bit of Miracle-Gro. A little bit.
Yeah.
You can.
Yes,
don't
yes,
overdo
yes.
it. You don't want to, you know. I sound like I know what I'm doing, but I don't. But I know I put some of that stuff in. And, yeah. So that's my pansy story.
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
When I was a boy, I laid in my twin-size bed and wondered where my brother was.
You have to tell everybody who this is.
Well, that was from Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, he's very similar.
Yeah.
To Stephen Wright. He's very similar. I've heard him. But Stephen Wright, I mean.
I think it's wrong that only one company makes the game Monopoly. That's Stephen Wright.
That's so clever.
So I've got a few more Stephen Wright, so hang on.
Go ahead.
Last night I played poker with tarot cards, got a full house, and four people died. I spilled spot remover on my dog. Now he's gone.
I've heard that one. I heard him say that one. If anybody doesn't know who Stephen Wright is, he's a comedian that you'd swear needs, like he's depressed.
You have to look him up.
Yeah.
He tells funny jokes with a straight face and hardly ever gets messed up with it.
Nope. I saw him.
Doesn't break.
One time he started to lose it a little, and he put his head down and turned. He was sitting on a stool. He turned around to get a glass of a drink of water, and the camera got him from the side, and you could see he was smiling, and he was trying not to. It was very cool to see that.
Aw. What you got?
Peanut butter. I almost brought in a few jars of peanut butter, and we were going to do a taste test. I might do that. You and I can just do a taste test and tell people which peanut butter we like best.
Okay.
Because they have the natural peanut butter, but sometimes it's not smooth enough for me. I need it smooth.
You don't like the chunky?
No, and I don't like the kind that's... I don't mind the kind with the peanuts in it, but I don't like the kind that's gritty. Like a lot of organic or natural peanut butters are more on the gritty side because they're just real peanuts.
Do you have a favorite?
I like Peter Pan Natural. Ah. I think it does have oil in it. I think the organic kind is just peanuts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gritty. What kind do you get?
I get Jif.
Jif? So it's smooth.
It's smooth.
Yeah. I like smooth.
I don't do it because it's my favorite. It's because it was handy on the shelf.
And you just grabbed it.
Yeah.
So do you ever, go in the kitchen, grab a teaspoon, and take a hunk of peanut butter and eat it?
Yeah.
Me too. And Mark too. I know when he's been in the peanut butter. I can tell because it's not the way I scoop it out. So if the lines are different, I know it's been him.
You'll have to get two jars, one for him and one for you.
I should, shouldn't I? So, peanut butter, get this. A serving of peanut butter delivers protein, healthy fat, and key nutrients like magnesium and vitamin E.
So can you live forever on peanut butter?
I sure hope so. And a sweet potato. I think if you had peanut butter and sweet potatoes, you'd be okay.
Okay.
I have more to share after.
All right.
All right.
We got time. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear a Stephen Wright. I want to hear a Stephen Wright joke. I love him.
I busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but my lawyer thinks he can get me 5. Everywhere is within walking distance if you have the time. Tell me whenever I say one that you have not heard.
I've heard them. I don't want to laugh alone.
Whenever I think of the past, it brings back so many memories. I don't think that's funny.
I do. You're thinking of the past, and it brings back so many memories. Well, obviously, you're thinking of the memories in the past.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like him.
Oh, maybe it wasn't him.
No, it's him.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was having a bad day.
There's a fine line between fishing and stand on the shore like an idiot.
That's what I do. Well, I don't fish.
You look like the idiot.
I would be like the idiot. But when I did fish, I mean, I wasn't a fisherman, but I'd been fishing years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I really just liked watching the little bobber in the lake. If the lake has just a little tiny bit of wave, you get these little adrenaline rushes, because when the little wave hides your bobber, you think you've got a fish on the line, and then the little wave goes away, and you see your bobber, and you didn't get a fish, and that's how you spend the day.
There's a fine line between fishing and not having a bobber.
Yeah, you just watch the bobber. You don't catch anything, but it's like a fake, like you think you're going to, because the little wave covers your bobber. And then in the split second...
It's called a bobber?
Bobber. The little round plastic thing that bobs on top of the water, and your line goes down from that to your hook to your worm. And the bobber just sits on top, you know.
Do you ever feel bad for the worm?
Red and white thing. I never thought about it back then. But then long later, we would take bread and we would rip white bread and push it together and make a ball out of it.
Yeah.
And put the white bread on the hook.
And they like that?
Yeah. I caught some little fish back in the day when I was a kid with the little... And then what else did we use? I used a dragonfly one time and I caught a fish. Sorry, it was dead.
Oh.
The dragonfly was dead. I found it in a garage.
Okay.
It's another story. I have a however about peanut butter.
All right.
However, peanut butter is calorie dense. And it may contain additives. So you want to look and see if it's peanuts and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Or peanuts, salt, and oil. Or just peanuts and oil. Or just peanuts. Or maybe just peanuts and salt.
And how much sugars.
Or maybe sugar.
Everything has sugars, practically.
So you have to look. It says, to reap the benefits. Oh, here we go. We're brilliant. Choose natural peanut butter with just peanuts and salt and stick to recommended portion sizes.
Or go buy out some peanuts and make your own.
Would you?
No.
Me either. So you stick. Here's our problem, Bev. You stick to recommended portion sizes.
Why?
I put at least 2 tablespoons of peanut butter on a sandwich. It's got to be thick. So it's probably...
Yeah, because either that, you're going to be... You'll just be eating bread.
Right. And I think maybe a serving size is probably what? A tablespoon or a teaspoon, maybe?
At least a tablespoon.
That's not enough. No, that's not enough. Because even when you're a peanut butter scooper, when you sneak in and scoop your teaspoonful, I don't do just one.
Okay.
Do you scoop 2?
I kind of swish.
Yeah. Do you do it twice? Tell the truth. Do you do it twice?
No.
You do. You have to do it twice. It's got to be the first one and then the one that's like, I need another scoop.
Do you ever, I want them to make peanut butter with chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Like swirled around in the jar?
Yeah.
Oh, like they used to do the peanut butter and the marshmallow and the peanut butter and the jelly. Remember that? They would swirl it around and you could buy the jar.
I thought that was so fantastic. I bought the peanut butter and the jelly one and it wasn't all
It wasn't
that good.
Good.
No.
I don't think they have it anymore.
No.
So for those of you who wonder what we're talking about, it's peanut butter with jelly swirled around inside, like
it's mixed together in
mixed
one
together.
Jar.
Right, but you can see the jelly in there, or the jam, or whatever it was, and then the marshmallow. They did one like that, but they did peanut butter and bacon. Remember that?
I never tried that.
I did. The little pieces of bacon were like fake.
Oh,
but chocolate? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Maybe even butterscotch.
No. I would melt the chocolate peanut butter and dip strawberries in it. Mm-mm-mm.
I would do all of that except the strawberries. They're sour.
What about banana?
Yeah.
Banana and chocolate go good together, and peanut butter. Sometimes I put peanut butter on a banana and eat the banana. Or sometimes I put banana on the peanut butter.
That's what I was going to say, either way.
Okay.
It wasn't that from...
another show?
Oh. Who was the singer that had, like, peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches? Elvis Presley.
Elvis. Yep. He did. Did he, like... bacon on it?
I don't think so.
No, I think it was just peanut butter and banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's now I'm telling you, this is the truth. That's what I had last night.
Peanut butter and banana?
I had peanut butter and banana, and I had to put the peanut butter on both sides of the bread. Well, not both sides, but yeah. I had to have the banana sandwiched in between 2 healthy spreads of peanut butter, but I had it on seeded rye bread.
Ooh.
Didn't really work that great, but I just wanted a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
All right.
It was good. It's better, you know, peanut butter and jelly is always better on white bread or soft wheat, I think.
I like wheat.
Or Italian.
Potato bread.
Or potato bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
If you saw a heat wave, would you wave back? I think it's wrong that only one company makes Monopoly.
We did that one.
I did that
yes,
one.
Yes, you did that one.
Yeah, I did. I
yes,
see it.
It's still funny.
You did this one to me one time. When I die, I'm leaving my body to science fiction.
Fiction.
I thought I was going to fall off my chair.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago,
oh my
but it
gosh.
Was so funny.
Yeah.
Because you didn't read it like that. You just read, when I die, I'm leaving my body to science fiction.
You have such a good memory. You do.
I'd like to think so.
You do. You know, we were, speaking of memory, we were talking this morning, and I thought that Bev probably lived in her house that she's in now for, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
And it's really...
10.
And I just about fell off my chair. It's crazy. Really?
10 years went by pretty fast.
Went by very, very fast.
This past year went by very fast.
This past year went by very fast. And this year's going by fast. I mean, it just keeps going fast. So, 94% of U.S. households have peanut butter in their house.
90%?
94%. So,
well, the other 6% ought to get online.
Yes, they may. So here's what a daily dose of peanut butter may do to your body. You ready?
All right.
Your muscle growth and repair may improve.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Protein is a standout nutrient in peanut butter, with a standard 2 tablespoon serving, providing about 7 grams of protein, or roughly 14% of the recommended daily value.
I'm going to go home and have some peanut butter.
I know. I want some right now. Peanuts contain more protein than any other nut.
It's not necessarily funny, but it's funny.
I know why you're laughing. That makes peanut butter a convenient source of amino acids your body needs to build, maintain, and repair muscle mass. So the woman who wrote this is a child feeding expert. And so you think about it, kids really could benefit from peanut butter. But a lot of kids have peanut allergies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard on the news about, I don't know, 3 months ago, that they're now changing their theory on why children have peanut allergies more and more and more. And they feel, what I heard, was that it's because parents are afraid, so they're now not giving their children peanuts intentionally when they're young, therefore creating the allergy to the peanut. So they're suggesting that people introduce peanut butter.
So if I eat dirt, I won't be allergic to dirt.
Hey, I'm just saying what I heard, okay? I'm not a scientist. I'm just saying. I wanted to be a scientist, but I didn't get accepted. So anywhere. Well, you have to apply. But... I know, when our kids were little, didn't we start them on rice cereal first after...
Something like that. Yeah, that
awful
stuff. And then
they began to say, you shouldn't give your kids rice. Remember that?
No.
Yeah. And I freaked out because I had given my kids rice cereal first. But anyway.
And they're still alive.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I went to the general store, but they wouldn't let me buy anything specific.
Oh, my gosh.
If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends? Oh, I love this one. I bought some instant water, but I don't know what to add. How young can you die of old age?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, Middle age is really, when you think of middle age, what age do you think of?
40s and 50s.
Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking that middle age could even be 35. I don't know.
I still surprise myself when I think about how old I am.
Yeah, it is surprising, isn't it?
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. This year, I get it. You may feel full longer when you eat peanut butter.
Really?
Thanks to its combination of protein and healthy fats, about 16 grams of fat per the 2 tablespoons that you scoop out of the jar, peanut butter promotes satiety. Is that how to say that?
Yeah.
Satiety?
No.
And helps keep you fuller for longer. This can be especially helpful for managing cravings or maintaining a healthy weight. Yeah.
I want to know what the cons are.
Well, maybe that's coming. Let's see. No. I guess if you just eat too much. Right?
Because I see all these things on the net where they're saying, don't feed peanut butter to your dog and all yeah. this and that. And other people are saying, yeah, dogs love it.
Yeah, it's like watching the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I once read a story about a woman whose child saved her because the child had taken a CPR class. The mother was choking on peanut butter. She had taken a scoop out of the jar and it got stuck in her throat.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe went down her esophagus.
Yeah.
And her child, who didn't have enough strength to go behind the mother, put his mother over a chair, the back of a chair, and kept pushing on her. And the back of the chair was on her diaphragm and, well, below.
Yeah.
And cleared the peanut butter out of the kid's mouth, the mother's mouth.
Well, don't take so much at one time
no,
the next
just
time.
Go, have a glass of milk. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or coffee.
Coffee.
Some coffee.
Nice hot coffee.
Coffee.
Curiosity killed the cat, but for a while I was a suspect.
What?
Curiosity killed the cat, but for a while I was a suspect.
Is that him? Are we still on him?
We're still on him. I'm going to get an MRI to find out whether or not I have claustrophobia.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Have you had an MRI?
Yes.
Have you opened your eyes in the tube?
Yes.
What happened when you opened your eyes?
Nothing.
I won't open my eyes in
it. I saw the tube.
Yeah, I didn't open my eyes.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't want to see that the tube is right next to my eyes.
Oh, it's not that close.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to know. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. When we were coming back from Florida, we had to go in a tunnel under a lake, under a river, under an ocean. I don't know what we went in, but you're in this tunnel in the car with all these trucks and other cars in this tunnel. And it's not real big. And thinking about, I am under the ocean or the lake or the river for a while. And so is everybody else. And we're just in this tube with water all around us.
That's kind of like when you go into a cave and you know that there's stuff above you.
That too.
That's scary.
That too.
Uh-huh.
You're in a little hole. Inside a mountain or down in the ground. It's creepy when you really think about it. I spent the whole, felt like 15 minutes in this underwater thing looking for leaks.
Oh my God.
I was looking all over. Do I see any water anywhere? Do I see a leak anywhere? Is there a leak anywhere? Does anything look damp? Anything look damp? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, don't like that. But I'm not claustrophobic, though. Okay.
I went to the museum where they had all the heads and arms from the statues at all the other museums.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's hysterical. I love that.
My friend George is an AM radio DJ, and when he walks under a bridge, you can't hear him. All those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand.
Oh. These are so good. Oh, my gosh. What kind of a brain thinks of these?
I don't know.
Really? Like, if you're here, raise your hand. If you're not here, raise your hand. Yeah, if you couldn't make it today, raise your hand. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, in a non-funny way. Okay. You
All right.
will, you, are we ready for a break?
Did yes.
we take a break? We are ready for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
All right, and we're back.
And we are back.
We are.
And we're front, too.
We are back and front.
And sides and ups and downs and
yes.
bottoms. And
yes. Yeah. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Remember that little song?
No.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and eyes, and ears, and mouth, and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You've never heard that?
No.
Whoa, we need to talk about your childhood. All right, we need to go there. We need to
we
help you out.
We didn't have a television.
No, it wasn't on TV.
Oh.
It's we did, I don't know, maybe it was Romper Room. Hey, all right, here's a challenge for our listeners. Okay, you ready, guys and girls? Who started that song? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Where did that come from? Where was it? Where did it originate? We want the history of head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Do you know, or are you?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. So she's asking.
Yep.
All right.
Email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes. And not just the regulars. We have a bunch of regulars. We want some new blood in here.
Oh, give us some new blood. I could use some new blood.
So I want to quickly just remind everyone about the Pittsfield Irish City Committee's fundraiser. It is a pasta dinner fundraiser. Unico will be doing the cooking. It will be Friday, May 15th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Hillcrest Academy, 400 Columbus Avenue, Pittsfield, which is the former St. Mark's School. You can put that in your GPS, 400 Columbus Avenue. The tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware or by calling 413-442-8924. That's Marie Gormley for reservations. You can also come and enjoy the Irish step dancers. They will be the entertainment for the evening. There will be lots of fun, lots of food, and merriment.
Okay. True or false?
True or false?
Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related. There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves. The only letter not in the periodic table is the letter J. Now, two are true and one is false.
Two parts of the body that can't heal themselves. I think I have that in some of my notes. I think I have that, but I won't say it. I won't say it if I have it. But okay. I also have things, I have something. So, kids sometimes say stuff that we have no idea what they're saying. And we as kids had things we said that our parents probably went, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So the kids, there are kids that say 6-7.
Which means nothing.
Means nothing. So it has no specific literal definition. It is deliberately vague, acting as a word of the year. It represents empty, algorithm-driven, and ironically funny internet content. It's used as a generic exclamation, a response to literally every question. How old are you? 6-7. A way to annoy adults.
Yeah, because you're supposed to hold up your hands like you don't know what you're talking about.
6-7. Or a tool for, as described on Reddit, teachers to engage with their students by mentioning it, as explained on YouTube. So they're saying, there are synonyms for this. Related phrases. Doot doot is one. 6-7. 6-7 kid. You can say that. It started from Skrilla. I guess Skrilla is a rap band.
Okay.
It gained mass appeal through a viral video of Maverick Trebilian. Sorry, guys. I'm not with it. Known as the 6-7 kid. It represents a generational divide where the lack of meaning is the point, often confusing adults and bonding young users.
But now that we know about it,
they're going to stop.
They're going to stop. It's not going to be, it's going to be old hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was actually at a restaurant and there was some older people. Older people, meaning they were in their 40s. I shouldn't say older, but older than a teenager.
Yeah.
And they were saying 6-7, joking around. And I thought, that's going to kill it.
That's going to,
the kids are going to find something else.
And that'll make you look like a...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A what? a what? Okay. She's pursing her lips with the letter M, and I think the word ends in an N. Maybe.
Moron.
Yes. I didn't say it. So to really mess with your kids or your grandkids, say 6-7. I actually did this with my grandkids, and I thought they would just fall over. They were hysterical laughing, saying, Mima, no, it's not. It's 6-7. So I really got a laugh out of them by saying, 6-7. And try it with your kids. I think they'd be... a riot, but 6-7 will be gone soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If it isn't already.
Yeah. It's fading out.
I drive way too fast to worry about cholesterol.
What?
That was one of his.
I drive what?
Way too fast to worry about cholesterol.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Because if you drive way too fast, you're going to die anyway.
Oh, that's not a pleasant thought.
No. What a nice night for an evening. That sounds good.
I like that.
That would make sense.
What a nice night for an evening. I like that.
Are you addicted to placebos?
Oh. Okay. Oh. It looks like I shocked you. I wanted to read I wanted to finish the peanut butter thing, and then I'll go on to something else. But it says you'll get a solid dose of other nutrients if you eat peanut butter. Magnesium, vitamin E. Vitamin E helps strengthen the immune system and protect cells from damage. Magnesium supports bone health and energy metabolism. So you're going to get those two things. It's a new, they're calling it a nutritional gem. But it has some drawbacks.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Yes. A standard 2-tablespoon serving packs. How many calories do you think 2 tablespoons of peanut butter would have?
320.
Oh, so you're going to feel much better.
Yeah?
You'll feel much better. 190 calories.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to a restaurant to order a meal and you're paying attention to the caloric...
I know what you mean.
Message that they're putting out there.
Right.
Well, the calories. And you see 2 tablespoons of peanut butter for 190 calories, and you're looking at a meal at a restaurant, that one meal is 1,986 calories or 2,800 calories, you might want to just go home and have some
peanut butter.
I see the calories when we go out, and I literally choose my dish because of calories. If there's something I really, really want, and it's that 1,900, I go find something less.
I'm more with the sugar thing.
What do you mean?
How much false sugar do they put in?
Oh, but you can't know.
No.
So you've got to find something that's not sweet. But there's things that aren't sweet that have sugar.
Macaroni and cheese.
Has sugar in it. Because of the isn't it the pasta that turns to sugar? Isn't there something about pasta
it could be.
And sugar?
But they add sugars to the sugars.
And salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. While you're reading, I'm gonna look up odd things that sugar is in. How's that?
Okay. I put coffee, instant coffee, in a microwave and almost went back in time. I watched the Indy 500 and I was thinking if they left earlier, they wouldn't have to go that fast.
Oh, my gosh.
I bought some batteries, but they weren't included. In Vegas, I got into an argument with a man at a roulette wheel about what I considered to be an odd number.
Oh.
Now, that I...
Oh. Oh.
I don't get.
Well, it has to do with... you say I'm wearing a white shirt, but I say it's pink. And you look at me and say it's white. And I say, well, I believe it's pink.
Well, that's funny because she's got a shirt on that has pink and white on it. So
doesn't
it has bluish gray stripes too?
This thing is so old, but I love it. You know
it's
how you
comfy.
Have that thing that's just a comfort thing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I have pajamas like that I cannot get rid of because it's I've had them so long. It's this comfort thing. I have to have them, especially winter ones. I can't put on pajamas in the winter that are cold against your legs.
What do you do with them?
I have winter pajamas that are fuzzy inside.
Ah.
So it's not cold. Like, I hate putting on jeans right now in the spring because the jeans are cold against your legs. And then the winter, the jeans are cold for just a second. But I don't like that feeling.
Okay.
Sugar. Sugar is hidden in many unsuspected savory and processed foods. Often under names like high fructose corn syrup, dextrose, or molasses.
Mm.
Surprising culprits include ketchup, salad dressings, pasta sauces, white bread, flavored yogurt, peanut butter. If you look at the label, you don't have to get one with sugar on it, though.
Okay.
And instant oatmeal. Now, is that the flavored ones?
Probably.
These items use added sugar for flavor, but not only for flavor, but for texture and improving shelf life.
So it's not really good for you.
Of course not. You know how much sugar is in ketchup?
No.
1 teaspoon of sugar in every tablespoon.
Barbecue
sauce, teriyaki sauce, and relish. 1 teaspoon in every tablespoon.
Heinz.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. Crackers, Wheat Thins. I eat Wheat Thins. Why are they putting sugar? Why do they put sugar in it? Oh my gosh.
Does it say how much sugar is in it?
No. Applesauce.
Applesauce, yeah, I can see where that is. Depressing. Not really needed.
This is depressing. Okay.
If one synchronized swimmer drowns, do the rest have to drown too?
That's cute. That's cute. Isn't that cute?
I think that's cute.
Do you like synchronized swimming?
I saw a bank that said 24-hour banking, but I don't have that much time. I had to stop driving my car for a while because the tires got dizzy.
From spinning? From spinning?
Must be.
Oh, my. All right. Here are the things you're going to look for, too, added sugar. Juice.
Oh.
Honey or agave. Caramel. Rice syrup, confectionery sugar, cane sugar. This is a lot of the same. Canned fruit, all kinds of drinks.
If you tell a joke in the forest and nobody laughs, is it a joke?
That's like if a tree falls in the woods, do you really hear it? Does it make a noise?
Yeah. Oh, I had something and then I lost it.
Oh. Is that a joke?
My theory of evolution is that Darwin was adopted.
What?
I don't know where that came from or why. If you can't hear me, it's because I'm in parentheses. I like that. I like to reminisce with people I don't know.
Oh, I actually want so much, and I can only do it if I'm with somebody, to go over to somebody and do that kind of thing. Go over to someone in a restaurant maybe and say, hi, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've seen you. I can't believe it. How is everything? You remember when we blah, 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 blah? Remember that time we did this? And remember that time that we went to that movie? And oh my gosh, and you spilled your popcorn all over the floor.
If you do it well enough, the person's going to feel bad that they don't remember.
Right.
So they're going to join in.
Go along with it. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a riot? Why don't we go to lunch sometime and I'll do that.
Oh, I'll sit there and I'll tape it.
You can video it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll put it on Facebook and then we'll get sued for putting somebody on Facebook. We'll have to have them sign a disclosure.
Now, I never heard this one before. If God dropped acid, would he see people?
If he... Oh, I get it. Do you get it? People that drop acid... I think maybe he's saying, they see God.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Don't like it. Cross it out. White it out. Tear up that paper.
Cross-country skiing is great if you live in a small country. Talk about small towns. On the other hand, you have different fingers.
What? Oh. That's clever.
Yeah.
Here's a small town thing again, since you just said small towns. You can tell who's driving by the sound of their truck in a small town. Makes sense. Think about a small town. Maybe there's 100 people.
How do you know who's driving? Just by the sound of the truck?
The sound of their truck. You hear the sound of the truck and you know that it's whoever. Here's another good one. You know you're in a small town when you go to vote at your old elementary school and the lady checking your ID says, "Oh, do you live in that house on the corner of Redbud Subdivision? And you and your husband have all those kids and you're both lawyers?"
Oh, my God.
It's a small town, so they know everything about everybody.
Yep.
You don't even have to show your ID.
Say, "Oh, I know you."
Because they know who you are. I always
they know me at the doctor's office that way. Now I walk in and they say, "Oh, Bev Prentice, okay."
Yeah, we don't need any information from you. We're good.
You're all set.
Sit down. Sit down.
I woke up and was folding my bed back into a couch and I almost broke both my arms because it's not one of those beds.
Stupid.
Every morning I get up and make instant coffee so I'll have enough energy to make the regular coffee.
Oh, jeez. We talked about instant coffee before.
We did.
I've never tried it.
I have.
It's gross.
It is gross.
Yeah, okay. So we no,
it's
we're
not
done.
Worth it.
All right, so we're done with that. So in a small town, the furniture people delivered the refrigerator. They swung by and picked up the shoes held under the counter for me at the department store. That's a small town.
That's such a sweet thing.
Yeah, that's a small town. Hey, you know what?
Do a little good.
We're going by. We'll pick up your shoes for you. I like that.
Wow.
These are cute. Who, isn't there a song about a small town? Small town. Somebody did a song, something about a small town. I just realized I'm the big city attorney whose family is in a small town. I need to immediately go to the local hardware store and find the meaning of Christmas. What does that mean? I just realized I'm the big city attorney whose family is in a small town. I need to immediately go to the local hardware store and find the meaning of Christmas.
Does it make any sense
at
all?
No, it doesn't. I'm going to cross that out. Katie, that wasn't very good, so we're going to just delete you from this page. All right, small town Katie. Well, she's the big time attorney Katie. All right.
I was playing chess with my friend, and he said, "Let's make this interesting," so we stopped playing chess. I went to buy some camouflage trousers the other day, but I couldn't find any. Toughest job I ever had, selling doors door to door.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be? Wouldn't that be? Yeah. All right, you want to know more bad stuff about peanut butter?
Yes.
Eating peanut butter daily might mean consuming hydrogenated oils, added sugars, and excess sodium. So now we've got salt in the mix. I don't think we've talked about salt in it yet, as far as how much or anything. The ingredients that can diminish your health, the health benefits. On the flip side, choosing peanut butter with just two ingredients, there we go, peanuts and salt, helps you avoid the additives. So I'm just going to slather peanut butter on my bread.
Yeah.
Not worry about it because I have some peanut butter that only does have two ingredients, but I don't really like it because it's not smooth. But I'll eat it.
So is Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion related?
You know, something tells me I heard in the news that they were related, and I don't understand why, but I'm going to say that one's true. So let's go on.
There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves. And the only letter not in the periodic table is the letter J.
I don't think your fingernails can heal themselves. Because I have to use crazy glue when I rip one. Because it won't heal itself back together.
It may not heal itself back together, but they grow.
Oh, they grow. Oh, your teeth. Your teeth don't heal themselves. You lose one, they don't come back. Okay, there's one. There's a second one, though, right?
Well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't.
Okay, so your teeth. So what's the third one?
There's only one.
No, the third thing.
The only letter not in the periodic table is the J.
And what one's true?
One is true.
I think the J is true.
Oh, she did it. She did it.
Just process of elimination here. That's all.
Gotta hand it to you.
So how many things in your body don't heal themselves? Just your teeth?
Just the one.
Teeth.
The teeth.
And then the first one, she's not related.
They are.
They are related. So that's a true one.
Yep.
That's weird.
I don't know how, but...
So when you said Canada, I figured, well, they must be related like way far back. Like generations back.
She's from Canada?
Well, Celine Dion is from
Canada.
No,
I'm talking about Clinton.
I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe she's got ancestors in Canada. Maybe they're related, you know, 10 generations. I don't know.
So far back.
I wonder if Hillary can sing like that.
I think Hillary has problems talking like that.
Okay. We won't get political on you. Thank you for listening.
Not at all.
Bring this.
See you next week.
And we're getting ready for next week already.
Views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.